Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Truly, as we are conscious of the intake and outtake of the breath, we embody the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." So as we consciously take in 3 deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the energizing, life-giving, renewing, restoring breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our second deep breath, I want you to bring your attention down into your heart space, the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. And allow yourself to rest there for a moment. And as you take in your third and final deep breath in, be intentional that for the next 10 minutes or so, you are simply present in the moment, connecting with the source of your being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And so, continuing with Psalm 89. Psalms for praise. Your enduring love is with us forever, and your covenant stands firm throughout eternity. We will know you as loving companion, present now and in the life to come. If your children turn their backs and follow not love's way, if they oppress the weak and befriend injustice, they will separate themselves from love, and they will dwell with fear. Even so, my steadfast love will wait their return. My faithfulness will remain sure. My covenant stands true forever, as does the life that begets life. You are all invited to holiness, to come to the fullness of your birthright. For love shall endure forever, and light as the sun before us. Like the stars, they shall be established forever. They shall stand true while the firmament remains. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, source of all that is, Maybe to remember that we are the stuff of stars. As our teacher said, before Abraham was, I am. May we know that we who partake in your nature, your spirit, your life, your presence, have been in eternity with you and continue throughout eternity, even though at this time we have a physical form. May we know that we are more than just the skin, the bones, the organs that are functioning as us, that we are spirit, unending, unceasing, and of pure light and love. May we look beyond the physical confinements of this physical form and know that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is health, wholeness, perfection. It is written that we should be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. And we know that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is within us. So let us continually strive and seek to peel away everything and anything that makes us sense that we are different, separate, or not of your life. Let us remove any blockages and blindings that make us forget our true divinity, our true birthright, our true sense of self. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. Let us stand firm, stand tall, stand strong in the awareness, in the knowledge of who we truly are and whose we really are. We are yours. We are yours. We are yours. As we know this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for all people. For our human nature, we have a tendency to judge those who are like us, those who are different from us, those whose opinions are different from us, and we keep on judging in all the many, many, many ways. And when there are bad things happening, we think that they should only happen to the bad people as we judge them. Let us open our hearts and minds to look beyond good and bad. Let us open our hearts and minds to stop judging as evil or not. Let us look beyond appearances and to see, as Jesus said, that you make the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. So for all the sad, bad, unhappy, evil things that are happening in this world at this time, for the perpetrators of such acts, may we hold compassion in our hearts for them, wherever they may be in this world. For there is no one and nowhere where this does not happen. So let us behold your spirit in those who express the same way as we do, and those who do not. Let us behold love in the hearts of those whose hearts seemed hardened. Let us see light in those that express darkness. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of our being, may we see oneness in and through all of life, in and through all of creation, in and through all the myriad of ways that your spirit expresses in and through and as. Divine Beloved, as we come and rest in your presence, when our hearts seem to flutter in fear, may we come back to the remembrance that we rest in your everlasting arms. And there is nothing but love, love, love. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. it is. Together we say Amen.
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 Take a deep breath in. And repeat after me our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloveds, I wish you a most blessed and beautiful Thursday. And may God watch over you until we meet again on Thursday.